Jungle of the Internet.
How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. The moment where we can sit back, hang out, have a conversation, discuss a topic or a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't create some talking points to go out and share with everybody that we meet, and see if we can't get the conversation started elsewhere. Now, one of the things that's been on my mind quite some time has been hydrogen. You know, I'm not a climate change denier. I'm not denying that we are polluting on some way, shape, form, or level. And I remember being in high school and seeing an advertisement from Honda, I believe, talking about their attempt to introduce hydrogen fuel cell cars into the market. And then ever since then, it just kind of disappeared. It fell off the radar. We haven't really heard from it since. And now in our days of Green New Deals and climate change and everything just going haywire, it's like, where's the talk on this? Where's the talk on hydrogen? And one of the biggest points that I remember from learning about hydrogen, in high school at least, is when you're using hydrogen as fuel, the only really byproduct, the thing that comes out of the exhaust pipe, is water, H2O. You hook a straw up to it and drink it. It's so clean and pure. But we don't hear about that. We haven't heard about that for anything. You know, we're pushing electric cars pretty hard, pushing windmills and solar panels. And like I brought up, that, you know, there's the byproducts of those energies just to create them. But there's no talk on hydrogen. It's kind of being suppressed, kind of like nuclear. Red did a basic search the other day and came across a article from BBC Top Gear. This is a relatively recent article that I read. And it kind of blew my mind because I don't know the date on it, but I know it's within the last year or two easily. But Hyundai, again, none of these cars are sponsoring me. This show is unsponsored. Not that I should have to say that. But Hyundai has their own prototype car for hydrogen. And it appears that Norway seems to be leading the charge as far as getting the technology rolling. But this article brought up a really good point that I really didn't think of. I'm sure I thought of it back in the day, but one of the problems they had doing this test drive with this car is the fueling stations. You know, it's not like we just pour a cup of distilled water into the gas tank and drive. You actually have to have processed or refined, however you would like to phrase that, hydrogen. You have to separate the molecules out and turn it into something else, so that way when the vehicle needs it, uses it, it then turns it into water. And, you know, we've got our battery cars, which are really great for low emissions under direct use. We'll ignore the production aspect. But the biggest problem that I see and I have with electric cars is the time it takes to refuel them, so to speak. You know, we can all stop at our local grocery store with the plugs out front, but those will limit you to how long and how much your vehicle can charge. You know, and yeah, fine, you can come home and you plug it in, you're fine. But what happens when you want to, again, drive across the state? You got that problem. And that's where hydrogen can kind of take over. That's the upside it has, like a gasoline engine or a diesel engine. You pull up to the pump and you refill it. It takes you just a couple of minutes. Now, in this little rabbit hole that I went down, just kind of looking through all this, the way hydrogen works, actually, is very similar to a battery-operated car. Hydrogen doesn't necessarily burn like gasoline, but it turns... It's like a different use of a lead acid battery, which is the thing you have underneath the hood of your car to start your car, or the whatever size kind of batteries they have underneath electric vehicles. It's just basically a battery. So we can look at the usage of battery operated cars as a means to improve the technology, the efficiency, the computer routing, and all the intricate details within that to make things again more efficient for when we come across hydrogen, when we're willing to invest in it. But again, we come back to the fueling station issue. This article brought that up, that sometimes they had to go to an industrial site, and even some of those industrial sites were giving them heck for wanting to come in and fuel their car. You know, we have gas stations every two or three exits off of the internet, the freeway, the old-fashioned internet. So we've got these, we would need an investment in the structure, the infrastructure of creating these gas stations. I think that would be something that's possible, maybe someplace in like San Francisco or Los Angeles, wherever. I don't know which of those cities is the giant, huge one. Either one. Or Seattle or New York City. Houston, Texas. Thanks, dog. Any one of these dense cities. Why not? You can get three or four gas stations to install a hydrogen tank. And then start offering the incentives. We had the electric vehicle incentive. Get a rebate, a discount, tax rebate, a discount to purchase these cars. They're technically right on par with any of the electric vehicles. Now, necessarily, I wouldn't be able to afford it or be willing to drive into Seattle to go fuel my car. But I will say it would be tempting to invest in one. It'd be one new car I'd actually be willing to invest in. But another issue with hydrogen fuel cell vehicles is that it's the tanks, the hydrogen itself, you know, is not as stable as a product as something like gasoline or diesel or even batteries until they get wet. Hydrogen is teeny tiny molecule, and you can't lace it with a rotten egg smell like you can with propane. Propane is normally, I think it's propane. It's in another article I'll list in the show notes. But you know, when you smell propane or natural gas, you get that rotten egg smell. So you know that it's leaking. Well, the problem with hydrogen is because it's so small, and something about the way things sit within each other, you can't put that smell in there because it just disperses too quickly. The flame burns extra hot when it's on fire. And so it's kind of hard to notice about leaks. And kerosene is a flammable product, which means the actual fluid burns. Gasoline is explosive. Only the vapors in gasoline burn. And hydrogen is explosive. But it's got a faster burn, but it's a hotter burn. And we'll say in worst case scenario, someone gets T-boned or something really nasty, you go over something and you impale the tank. Because that tank is under so much pressure, you run the chance of exploding the tank. I know there's horror stories of old cars where they put the gas tank in the wrong spot and you get rear-ended. And the tank would explode, but it would just be a big fireball. It would be a disaster. But something like the hydrogen tank would release shrapnel more than just a fireball and a roaring flame. So there are safety concerns about it. But I think that's somewhere where we can actually, which kind of scares me to say, but we could support the machine learning of cars lane departure and object alerts and all sorts of stuff like that. Even though we still have a little while to go on that, it's brought up on the radio that it's been a year since Tesla's accident where the guy's Tesla drove him into a barrier. The guy took the same freeway every day, had it on autopilot, and every day he took it, and that the Tesla was on autopilot and almost drove him into this barrier every single day. I don't know about every day, but frequently enough. Brought it in. The mechanics couldn't recreate it, so he took it back, and then like a couple weeks later, crashed him into it. I know that's a bit of a tirade, a little bit of a change in topic. We didn't mean to go that far, but we're improving. Sadly, accidents have to be made to learn, but I think that situations that force us to improve, that will increase the safety of hydrogen, will be great. Now, I don't know what I did with another article that I came across, but there was the speculation that semi-trucks would be the easiest way to introduce hydrogen to the American public. It's not necessarily you and I who are driving our personal vehicles around town to and from work that creates the most pollution. It clogs the roads, it causes chaos and brake dust and all that other stuff. There are detriments, but here in the United States at least, and I believe elsewhere throughout the world, that there is a huge contingent of the transfer of goods that takes place through big rig trucking. Now you combine, again, self-driving or assisted driving semi-trucks that are running across the states, and the semi-trucks that currently have emissions waivers, a lot of them do, because it's a means you got to get the goods across the states. You got to get them to the people. So why not introduce hydrogen there? These big rigs. We're already considering electric trucks. Tesla's got models in the makes, in the works to create big rigs. Again, hydrogen's basically just a battery. Another one of our massive polluters for the global warming, the climate change fear that I feel is not talked about enough, is the shipping industry. All the stuff that we get from China, India, all across the waters, it's not coming here by plane. Maybe some of it, but the vast majority of it, all those cars that are shipped from Japan or Korea, all of those are shipped on boats, big tankers. And there's another article I came across that South Korea, I believe it is offering an incentive for a company down there to create a hydrogen fuel cell boat. Now, right now, you know, let's say it gets released 10 years from now, it might have enough juice, enough go power to navigate around the peninsula down there, maybe hit a couple of the other islands, might not be able to make it across the ocean just yet. But it's a start. It's an awesome start. And what happens when we figure out how to desalinate on the fly and get the separation process to happen within the boat and then process that back into energy, into propeller? Now, technically, you don't get a one-to-one ratio of power to create to power to output. That's a convoluted saying on my end, but it usually takes more energy to create something than you get out of it, in a nutshell. But still, there you get some solar panels, you get some turbines or windmills or something on top of that boat that can raise and collapse, and get yourself some unlimited power, in theory. I'm not a scientist, just kind of dreaming big, fishing out these ideas. But again, under byproducts of energy, to kind of wrap it up, to bring it all into a bow, we want our green energy. It's a tiny step back, but we're still moving forward. We want our green energy. So we're all using electric cars, more or less. General statement. Everybody's got a battery vehicle, which is the big reason battery vehicles have kicked off, that they've become so popular. There's no hydrogen fueling stations in town, but everybody's got a 120 outlet. Some people invest in the 220 outlet so they can charge their cars extra quick. Big, legitimate, big reason why batteries have come across. But where are you getting your energy from? Where's that power in the outlet coming from? Is it coming from a natural gas plant, which is putting out emissions? Is it coming from a coal plant, which is putting out emissions? Is it coming from hydrogen power, which is putting out emissions, according to a couple podcasts ago? But what? Why can't we all have a little wind turbine up top? Why can't we all have enough solar panels to charge our cars? Or what if we look at, again, nuclear energy? Technology is getting better and better all these days. Nuclear energy is steam. Make steam, make power. And outside of the waste, which is getting smaller and smaller due to the technology, we could have nuclear reactors creating the power to create the hydrogen. So we could drive our hydrogen vehicles, create the water. I don't know. I'm sure I had a point in all of that, and I've just kind of lost it, but it's always on the fun side of things. But again, wind, solar, hydrogen, nuclear. We've got options in front of us. We've got options available. And just like everybody else, I want a clean place to live. I want a clean place to leave behind. We got a chance to use. We got a chance to use it. We all need to vocalize about it and talk about it. And we can make things better. We can actually get this done. We'll just talk about it. We'll bring up these talking points. We'll share them. We'll get the conversation started. If you want to talk to me, or you want to hit me up, you find me on Twitter. Or you can go through the website. And there's an email. There's a Discord server. But you type in BILLYBON, the number 3S. It's at Billy Bones or BillyBones.com. Hit me up. Join the conversation. Tell me what I got wrong. Tell me what I got right. You got questions or comments? Love mail or hate mail? Maybe you want to share some ideas yourself. Don't be afraid. Hit me up. I'm here for the conversation. I'll talk to you next week. Love you guys.